at 88.1.
Good morning. My name is Lily Allen, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, and our pastor, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner. Pastor Turner is a native of Faraday, Louisiana, a 20-year retired military veteran, a graduate of the Shreveport Baptist College, and very active in many community and professional organizations. Most importantly, he is truly a servant of God and the pastor of this great little church called New Birth. Not only does he direct, but he leads our community service work and is committed to helping anyone in need. Our church service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday worship at 11 a.m. every Sunday. Our address is 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana. In addition to our weekly services on Sunday, we have midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., choir rehearsal on Thursdays at 6 p.m., youth choir rehearsal the last Thursday of each month before the first Sunday, as well as a monthly clothing bank and feeding ministry that provides free clothes and food lunches to anyone that comes. So please feel free to join us at one or all of our events. Again, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you our amazing leader, the man of the hour, and our pastor, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner.
I turn to see the voice that spake with me.
All right.
And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man.
All right.
Clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle.
Yes.
His head. And his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. I want to talk about a voice crying in a dark hour.
Mama.
Is that all right? Look at somebody. Amen. Shake hands with somebody that's sitting next to you or standing. Oh, God bless your heart, grandson. He got up, he made sure he grabbed somebody.
Amen.
It's a neighbor.
Neighbor.
A neighbor.
The pastor
is going to preach about
a
voice
crying
in a dark hour. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
For a few minutes, that's what we want to talk about, a voice crying in a dark hour. We find here that John is the writer of Revelations. Revelations, as it is named, was not written to scare you. Amen. But this book, like every other book, was written to encourage the hearts of God's people during their dark hour. We find here that throughout time we have seen dark hours.
Amen.
And we have heard the voice of God crying out to his people, encouraging them to hold on, encouraging them to have trust and faith in him.
Amen.
They upon the Lord.
Yes.
Somebody shout, wait.
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 How many know some time in dark hours and troubling hours? As we always say, he may not come when you want
it.
I wish I had a witness. But how many know he's always?
Always, brother.
And I like that word. Not sometime. Not every now and then. But he's always on time.
That's right.
It was a dark hour.
Dark hour.
In the Garden of Eden. When man had sinned. Amen.
Amen.
As we say, he fell from his holy and happy state. And he was separated from the God that made him.
Yeah. All right.
How many know it's a dark hour?
Dark hour, brother.
When you're separated from God.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, brothers and sisters, that's the worst place. That you can be in your life is in a place where you are separated from the Almighty God. A God that made you. A God that created you. A God that gave you life and gave you a purpose. How many know the worst place you can be is separated from God? He was separated from his creator. His eyes were open and he saw that him and his mate was naked. I wish I had a witness. How many know that's another dangerous place to be?
Amen.
Is to be found naked. Somebody shout
naked.
Amen. We found not clothed with the righteousness of God.
Yes,
not clothed, amen, with God's mercy and grace. I wish I had a witness. Amen. Not only was Adam separated, but he found himself naked. And the Bible says that they tried to hide themselves. Can I get a witness? They gathered up some fig leaves and they tried to make themselves some clothes. Amen. But how many know it didn't work? Amen. Nothing you can do, amen, can change your state. Nothing you can do, amen, can hide your nakedness, amen. Nothing you can do, amen, can cleanse that guilty stain. How many know nothing but the blood?
All right, brother. That's what
I'm shouting, nothing but the blood. Anybody, you want to thank God for the blood? When big leaves didn't work, the blood did. When the blood of beasts didn't work, the blood of Jesus did. Can I get a witness up in here? When silver and gold couldn't buy it, the blood did. I wish I had a witness here. Anybody want to thank God for the blood? The blood that washes all of your sins away. Sins be as scarlet. How many know when he washed you, you're white as snow? I wish I had a witness. But even in that dark hour, you heard the voice of Almighty God. The Bible says God came walking in the cool of the evening. Can I get a witness? And as I always tell,